Oh, Rick, the marathon continues, but it's my favorite time of week, the Asylum Fantasy Sports Bonus Hour.
It is the bonus hour. We're Fligger and Briggs. Welcome to the Asylum. You know, Masters is over. Bubba Watson got number two in the last 3 years.
Took a shot at that big fat guy.
Yeah, your buddy Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed, my man. Slovenly guy with a big mouth. A lot like me. We have a lot in common, except I can't golf for crap.
No, but you're slovenly, have a big
mouth. I went
out
Sunday for the first time since my surgery. I shot a conservative buck 25. It wasn't pretty.
You're kidding.
I counted them all, though. So
I would hope so.
I didn't realize it was my left knee I blew out.
That's hideous.
Until you go out, how much torque you put on that front leg when you golf. By the time I hit the back nine, I was hurting. Back nine was a lot worse.
As you can imagine why and how I've lost my golf game with my bum left ankle.
Right.
I can't roll it over anymore.
I never realized how much torque you put on that front leg. Yeah. No wonder Tiger. I think Tiger might be done. I hate to base Tiger's career on my knee, but
yeah. Well, it's his back, so.
But he had
not
that leg
much better
issue
than
too.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I don't think Bubba Watson has to worry too much about shooting a 125.
No, I don't think. He didn't shoot that for the week, I don't think.
Not at the course you played at, I'm sure, anyway.
No. Well, they hadn't mowed it yet. That place is a disaster. They ought to be embarrassed. Crendale Golf Course in Butler, Pennsylvania. Shame on you. At least put some tire tracks in it. Make me think you mowed it anyhow. You didn't even make an effort.
They're not too ashamed. They took your money and you give it to them.
They were more than happy to take my money. I didn't bother to look at the course before I paid. I just grabbed a case of beer and a bag and...
There you go. That's it.
Behind the curtain, Rick's dog joins us in studio, and every time we hit record, it finds the loudest chew toy possible, and Rick screams at her without actually vocalizing it, and she seems to get it. It's very interesting.
Yeah, she does. She's a very intelligent dog, unlike you and Pedro. I mean, I can stare
Pedro,
at you.
Pedro's an idiot. You guys have no idea. As you know, or I hope you know, if you don't, check us out. We are now on MTS Cable in somewhere in Canada. Where is it at?
Manitoba. And northwestern Ontario.
Yeah, they're airing the show there. So we record a special show for them. You're only going to hear there. Hopefully soon to come to fantasysportsnetwork.com so you guys can hear that show. It's exclusively for them, and hopefully you can find it there. But we record it in segments, just be behind the curtain. That's what we can do on this show. We record it and send it to them in segments. It's obviously not live there. And Pedro, you know, running the board and trying to get in and out of breaks and things was a complete disaster. Pedro is hanging perilously on being fired today. I have to admit it. I hate to see Pedro go, but he's really, really dropped the ball.
Just got under Rick's skin bad
he
tonight.
Did.
Pedro has
been a total clown today. There's no question about it. I'm rather ashamed of him. I can't lie.
Hey, did you happen to see...
There went Pedro again.
I don't know, man. Don't get me turned on you too, buddy.
What do you think?
You suck, and so does fantasy football.
Now Pedro's just being a jerk.
Yeah, really.
He's just messing with us now.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, a British pilot has become a hit on social media after photographing his Lego Mini-Me in glamorous locations across the world.
Wait a minute. What's a Lego Mini-Me?
You know those little Lego people?
Okay, like they're making all the movies out of. Now, what's that about, by the way?
I don't know. I hate animated movies.
Yeah.
You know, I want animation. I watch Bugs Bunny or something like that.
Or The Lion King. I like The Lion King.
Yeah, you were a kid when that came out.
Probably. Probably the first
guessing,
time. They've redone it. They did it in 3D. That was pretty cool.
Oh, really?
I like that little baboon, Rafiki.
Anyway, they're Lego. You know, little Lego people.
Right.
But anyway, he has they have different professions. And, of course, he has this little pilot.
Okay.
Well, he goes places, and he sets them there, and then he takes a picture of it. Like, here's one of him standing on a lever of a gas pump or something here.
Okay.
And
that's exotic in some way?
Maybe,
it's a price of gas right now.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. And then he's in China looking up at some big Chinese statue or whatever. And the tiny toy has made far-flung trips to Hong Kong, the UAE, Egypt, the Netherlands, Spain, France, Denmark, Czech Republic, Italy, Morocco, and Slovenia.
And this is all because of social media.
Well, he's taking pictures and posting it. You know, and this clown has gotten over 2,000 followers on Twitter.
Right.
And we're on this slow, arduous crawl to 2,000.
Listen, jerks, at Asylum Football.
If you want a picture of a Lego person, we'll post one on Twitter.
Right.
Just, you know, follow it.
Yeah,
we'll
retweet any filth you put out there.
That reminds me of a story.
Oh, okay. I like your stories.
I work way back when I was about 18 years old. I worked for the, actually a temporary position for the Social Security Administration.
Oh, here locally.
Yes. And anyway, it was, like I said, it was a temporary position, and this is 1976.
1 year before I was born, just
now you
editor's
can
note.
Now you can imagine. I mean, there's a lot of young people hired for this temporary position,
okay.
So it was a good place to work.
Having some fun.
We'll just put it that
way.
It was,
that's
it was
what
a
I'm
good
talking
place
about.
To work.
Yeah, some silly yeast running around there, I'm guessing.
Anyway, huh? There was
swingers.
I sat beside. You know, we sat at these. Table. They have cubes. We had open tables.
Okay.
You know, your desk or whatever you want to call
it. It was a
70s.
And we
sat there.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't any peace. Nobody cared about peace and anything. You know, it was just, you know, we love a few people, but, you know. Anyway.
That's so gross when you talk about your past.
You bring it up, pal.
I don't like to picture that. I could go down a dark, dark road with that, but I'm going to stop. Go ahead with your story.
Anyway. So we sat at these tables, and I sat beside this one guy. Hey, he was pretty cool. You know, we got along good. And somewhere along the line, I don't know how it transpired. But, you know, you remember the old brown paper grocery bags?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
From our youth.
Yeah. Well, you could, if you turn them upside down, then the flap of the bottom actually, you know, it can be used like as a mouth for a face.
Yeah, like a puppet.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I've done that. With the little sandwich bag.
Exactly. Only, yeah, but this was a big grocery
school bag.
Yeah. And people started adding things to it. I think we drew a couple eyeballs on it. Well, then pretty soon there was a nose. And just, yeah, pretty soon then there's a cigarette hanging out. It's glued on there. And he morphed into this thing called Otis Bagface.
Very clever name.
Yeah, it's rare.
No weed involved in that.
Anyway, there's this couple that worked down there. They dated. I don't know if they lived together or what, but the guy had hair down to his shoulder, beard. I mean, they were burnt.
Smelly hippie, yeah.
Well, they come over.
What was his name again?
I don't know. I really
no,
don't.
No, the name of the...
Otis Bagface.
That may be relevant later. Go ahead.
So they came over to me and my buddy right there. We were basically the caretakers of Otis. He sat on his filing cabinet behind
the
us.
The keepers of Otis.
Yeah. And they said, hey, man... we're going on vacation next week, and we want to know if we could take Otis with us.
Oh, okay.
We kind of looked at each other. Sure.
It's a freaking paperback.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, they took Otis, and then basically we forgot about it. Well, you know, they were gone. You know, they left like that Friday, and they come back like the following Monday. So you're talking a good 11, 12 days they're gone.
No Otis.
Right, no. Them, you know. Well, they come back, you know, and they give us Otis back. Now, these are the days in 1976. You didn't have computers. You didn't have the little memory cards and everything
right.
like that. Didn't think anything about it. You put Otis back on the thing. Well, another few days later, they're back from their trip. Of course, they have film from cameras
actually
now.
Actually pictures. Yeah.
Right, so now they got them developed, and they brought in these pictures. Otis... this is no lie. I mean, he was posed with bikini-clad babes in bars on the beach. They had him every partying, you know, out in these nightclubs. And there are every... I don't know. There's literally probably at least 50 or 60 different faces of probably total strangers dancing and smoking and eating with this bag.
So Otis was a hit wherever they went.
Exactly.
Imagine, too, if this couple was dating and was on vacation with them and was doing all this partying, the horrors that Otis saw once the sun went down, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Especially back in the 70s. So, but
they were young. I mean, you know. Yeah, girls were good looking then, you know. I mean, it wasn't
really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you're just so bizarre. It's not even funny.
All right, Penguins up, Rick, finally 4-3 with 11.5 remaining in the first period. This is Wednesday.
You're hearing this Thursday, or third period. Yeah,
but
and Montreal and Tampa is in overtime at 4-4.
4-4, not a lot of goaltending going on tonight.
No, it's not.
But, Rick, that's my point. This jerk of a pilot, he's not a jerk. This is my problem with social media. All right, number one, I have a problem because we can't get to 2,000 followers. And all this idiot is doing is taking a picture of a Lego all over the world. And people are going out of their mind. Enough of which that you, Rick Briggs, know about it. This has got to stop. The Facebook has to go. When I become president, not only am I going to eliminate Facebook and make it illegal, I'm going to have a public execution of the Zuckerberg guy who created it. Because it means that all of a sudden, every dummy with a camera, with a cell phone basically, because you don't have cameras anymore, you just take it with your picture, can be famous. This pilot's famous now because he takes pictures of this Lego. That annoys me. Listen, everybody on Facebook right now, you're probably on Facebook right now. I don't care what you ate for dinner. I don't. Don't take a picture of it. Don't send it to me. I don't care. Little picture of a monkey riding a dog or a dog peeing on a cat. Don't care. It's not funny. Don't need your cute little stuff. I don't want to see it. Nobody cares. You want to talk about breeding a generation of complete and total narcissists that think everybody on the planet should give a damn about what they're doing at that particular minute, it's got to stop.
From the hip, cool, with it cat that you just so proudly profess that you are, you're
right.
nothing more than a younger version of a grumpy old curmudgeon like me.
Never compare me to that is blasphemous, and
well,
I demand
you can't compare
you
to me because you're so far below me, it's not even funny. When you start to compare with people you cannot compete, it's very arrogant on your part. However, This is as high as you go.
Right.
All right?
Listen.
I'm all flustered now.
That's blasphemous.
Because I'm not speechless.
You won't let me finish. No wonder you get so flustered when I cut you off. That is annoying as hell. I'm not going to stop, but I don't like it. Here's the thing. As backwards and antisocial and surly as I am, I still long for a world where, on the rare occasion, I would decide to reach out for other human interaction or contact. You may do it in person instead of via the Facebook. This is what they do now. This is how people get dates. This is how they do everything. You do it over the Facebook. You never meet face-to-face. You never speak about anything. We deal with it, Rick. We send these emails. We send these tweets. Hey, can we give you a call? No, I prefer to be contacted through this media or through that media. Knock it off. And number two, nobody cares what you're doing. Look, you may think your kid is the cutest thing ever, and when she's got food all over her face, it's just we're all going to, oh, that's so cute. Guess what? Every kid on the planet at 6 o'clock in the evening, their time, has food all over their freaking head. I don't care. Stop it. Knock it off. I'm done with it. I don't want to see it. I won't be. Do we still have that Facebook page? I refuse to go on it, and I don't think you can figure it out. I'll have nothing to do with it. What do? Take pictures of us doing the show? Guess what? People know we're doing the show because you can hear it. I don't have to send you a picture of it. And you don't have to comment on it and like it. I don't give a damn if you like it. I have the microphone, and this is what I'm going to do. Stop this. Stop all of it. Facebook has to go away, Rick. It's got to stop. I'm sorry. I don't know how we got there from there, but he's just laughing at me. I'm not turning into you. It's not going to happen.
Nah, you're already there.
I'm at least going to have all my hair.
Just forget it.
No,
I mean, you're
already there. Not even close.
Oh, my God. You are just so...
Oh, my cigar went out.
In denial. You are in denial. And that is the first step right there. Hey, Lincoln Police, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay, the Cornhusker State.
Yeah, say a 24-year-old woman called Monday afternoon because her 3-year-old son was missing from her apartment.
Whoops.
That's scary.
How do you lose a 3-year-old?
That's scary. Well, I mean, you know how kids can be. I mean, it's... Anyway, you know, so obviously that caught my attention. You know, stuff like that just scared me.
Yeah, that is
know.
Scary. I got a little girl. That's scary.
However, All end well that ends well. Employees at the bowling alley across the street.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile,
so the kid went bowling.
Called police to say a small boy was playing with stuffed animals.
Oh, what a small boy would do, I would think, in the bowling alley. Huh?
Inside that the coin-operated machine with that little claw thing, that crane.
What? How the hell did the kid get in there?
It is unclear how the boy ended up inside the claw crane machine.
I mean, somebody had to open it and put the kid in the machine, right?
No, he got in there. They found him in there.
Well, how did he get in there?
I don't know. It says it's unclear how the boy ended up inside the machine.
Something's fishy.
A representative from the vending machine company was called and let him out, and he was reunited with his mother a short time later. He was not hurt.
Stop. Hold on. So rather, all right, picture this. You've got kids.
Yeah.
Picture back to when Billy was three.
Yeah.
Okay. And you walk across the street, your kid's in the crane machine, enclosed in glass.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to wait for this dummy from the amusement company to show up with the key and let him out? Or are you blasting that glass and getting the kid out of there? They just let the kid hang out. I can't imagine that guy got there in like less than 5 minutes.
There's a picture there. The kid sitting there playing with him. He's
having a big
clam. He's happy as a clam. Nobody bugging him.
But think about the series of events that had to happen.
I had another story.
Oh, all right. And then we're going to get back to this. Don't let me forget.
My daughter is in her 20s now.
Okay. That's because you're old.
And I was sitting there one day. She was still... You know, diapers in a playpen. Yeah, you put them in the playpen.
Right.
She liked being in that with the little toys and stuff. And she was always quiet and everything, so I never, you know, you didn't have to check on her. She's right there. She wasn't screaming. She's fine,
where's
right?
Where's she going to go? She's in a cage, for God's sake.
I'm sitting there one day, and the next thing I know, here she comes crawling across the floor. I'm like, I didn't hear her thud. She, you know, no way she could have climbed out. She laid on the bottom of that thing, and somehow the floor of it was laced through holes in the bottom frame.
Oh, okay.
Somehow untied it, it unlaced the whole floor, and she fell down through it and climbed underneath it.
She had nothing better to do. You put her in a cage. What are you going to do? Fire's a string. I'm going to pull on it and see what happened. Nothing wrong with that. Well, let's swing back, Rick. The series of events that had to happen. You said apartment, not house, right?
Right.
So a three-year-old kid.
Could have been a ground floor apartment. I see where you're going
I'm going to assume it's not. All right. Nobody
why?
Was going to agree.
You know what assume is.
Because it's
you know?
Not. It's fine. Play along here. So this kid, this is how
is
money.
Is fact or fiction?
This is could be.
All right.
This is how money of a mother this lady is. So somehow your three-year-old, what is she doing in the time it takes a three-year-old? Can a three-year-old reach a doorknob? Barely.
Oh, yeah.
Barely.
Oh, come on.
And turn it?
Sure.
Three.
Well, unless you're a total moron like you were, and you just still walked to it and looked at it and had no idea what it was for, most kids understand the concept of a door.
I contend it's a challenge for a three-year-old to open a front door.
Kids can open up drawers and use them for stairs and everything.
I understand
they didn't just
that.
Walk into a corner like you did and stand there and look until somebody picked you up and turned you around so you'd go the other way.
You didn't know me when I was a kid. This is all speculation.
I just look at you.
This is all speculation. So a three-year-old kid, while the mother is in the apartment, I think there's some drugs or something going on here, so manages to get to the door.
Now you're blaming her for being a drug addict.
Listen to what had to happen. It was how long did it take her to notice this kid was missing? The kid got to the door, got the door open, went out into the hallway, got into the elevator. Managed to find it to the
ground
floor.
Now he's on the 30th floor in New York City, according to you.
I don't know.
This is Lincoln, Nebraska. It was probably a ground floor apartment. He probably walked across a street like I have out in front of my house and went into the bowling
Lincoln,
alley.
Lincoln, Nebraska is a big city. Yeah, it is Manhattan, but it's a big city.
Yeah.
So went down the elevator, went through the revolving door, and the doorman nodded his hat to him.
Oh,
this kid crosses 8 lanes of traffic. Into a bowling alley. How'd he get in a bowling alley?
Well, yeah, but he went down the street and grabbed a sandwich ahead of
time.
I'm
guessing.
I'm sure.
I mean, this kid's obviously some sort of savant. Crosses the street through the revolving door in the bowling alley, still unnoticed, finds the claw machine. God knows how he got it. The only way he could have got in, right, is where the toy comes out. He must have been able to squeeze his way up into there, sitting there, and he's just hanging out having a big old time, and his mother just now is noticing something happen. This is a completely absurd story. I don't understand it whatsoever.
Well, that's why it's under weird stories.
Well, that's a good place for it. Looking for love, Rick?
No.
You had enough?
I found it years ago.
Yeah,
happy with it.
It's got to be wearing out by now, isn't
it? No, never.
Well, if you were a Packers fan, this is disturbing to me. The NFL is completely taken over. You know, these dating sites are all the big thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently, if you're a Green Bay Packers fan, they have their own right now. GreenBayPackersLovers.com is a dating site devoted to unattached fans of the defending NFC North champions. So, Rick, if you're looking for a Packers fan, a chick that'll sit down and watch the game with you, there you go. They will hook you up right there, the Green Bay Packers.
I don't want to watch the Packers.
So that's the Monday night game? You're not going to watch it?
Yeah, but I don't need some dating service to watch the damn Packers on Monday.
Some young cheesehead tart cuddled up next to you?
No, I've got my tart.
I'm sure she'll be happy to be called a tart. Let's bring her down here. We should interview Mrs. Briggs one of these days and see what it's like actually being married to Rick Briggs. You think she'd do that?
No.
If I went up and asked her now, do you think she'd come down?
Not on your life.
I bet
and
she
it
would.
Probably would cost you your life.
Why? I just have a few questions for her.
Wait, you actually think you hold some sort of status with her?
No.
You come over here every day?
No, but this is a prestigious radio show, and I think she would relish the opportunity to be on her.
And she probably relishes as much as Mrs. Fligger does.
Well, yeah. Mrs. Fligger and I don't speak, so I don't think she knows where I'm at right now and is unfamiliar that I'm on the radio.
That's why she's smiling.
Well, this is kind of... Would you date a chick that would put up a profile on GreenBayPackersLovers.com? There ain't no good-looking women on there, right?
I don't know. I don't get on there. Why?
There can't be. I'm going to look at it.
Why? That's just vulgar. Why wouldn't there be?
Well, all right, a chick into football enough that she would, you know, be that big of a Packers fan, can't find a guy. She can't go to Lambeau, slam back a few Miller Lights and find a guy. She's got to use the website. That's a damn
well, I always found that, you know, disturbing as it is. But as you ranted earlier about just today's generation, yeah, that's all they do. Everything's about them and taking pictures of themselves. And,
that's true.
You know, I mean, so that's...
Oh.
It doesn't surprise me.
They shut it down, apparently. I'm trying to go
already?
To Green Bay Packers. They must have heard I was coming. Oh, nope, there it was. It just... Packers, backers, search our signal. Why is that word so... Oh, I just burped. So hard to say. Oh, they don't even show the picture. That can't be a good-looking woman if they don't have pictures of themselves up.
Did you see where in Sioux City, South Dakota... The 1971 disappearance of two girls from South Dakota has been solved after 43 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the girl they found out it was just a car accident?
Yeah, went over a bridge, landed on its roof, and this creek has never been low enough where...
You never thought to look there?
Well, they said they were on their way to a party, so maybe... You know, maybe they didn't really know where they were going. You know what I mean? Like, what route they took or anything like that. But anyway, submerged underwater. They said that the one girl's driver's license was so well preserved that they could read all the information still on it.
You're kidding me.
No, after 42 years. So that's how they knew it was them without even, DNA or anything. But, yeah, it's the first time they actually have a file photo of it. The tires are just showing through the water. It's the first time that creek's been so low, obviously, in 41 years or 43 years, whatever it was.
Wow. What a terrible thing, 41 years and not know where your daughter's at.
Yeah.
And then,
17 years old, both of them at time.
I guess, are you relieved that it wasn't foul play? Probably not. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, yeah. I mean...
I guess you knew it was... Hope it was quick, I guess. I don't know
yeah,
how to,
I mean,
to
I,
think about that. I mean, you're not going to feel better either way.
No, you don't feel better, but then again, you don't have that wonder, you know, what happened.
Yeah, at least you know.
What did somebody do to them, and is that person still alive out there and so forth, doing it to other people and that kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not... You know, it doesn't make you feel any better that way, but at least you know what happened.
Yeah.
So,
what kind of dog's Hazel? Is she a German Shepherd?
Yeah, German Shepherd.
Well, luckily she doesn't live in Bridgeton, New Jersey. In Cumberland County, New Jersey, they summoned a person, we'll say, to start the story by the name of the Roman numeral 4 Griner to jury duty. The only problem that 4 is a 5-year-old German Shepherd, and they had some issues getting Mr. Griner out of jury duty. It's just a simple mistake, they say. Don't you have to be, like, registered to vote to get pulled for jury duty? So how'd the dog get registered? I don't understand that.
I have no idea, but I bet you the lawyers probably had a good time interviewing him.
It says the county's judiciary coordinator says the computer likely mistook the Roman numeral for Griner's first name and mailed the summons. Why the hell's the dog's name in the jury commissioner's computer? That's what I want to know. That's the question at hand right here.
It is. That's just terrible. Do you know a major grower of Georgia's famous Vidalia onions said Wednesday he had begun shipping his crop early to supermarkets in defiance of the state agriculture commissioner, who has warned that a new regulation prohibits farmers from sending onions to market before Monday.
It's illegal until Monday?
Apparently.
Why is that?
I don't know, but Delbert Bland of Glenville, who grows onions on roughly 3,000 acres, that's a lot of onions.
That's a whole lot of onions.
In southeast Georgia, has been waging a legal battle since last fall with Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black. Their dispute revolves around a rule adopted with the backing of many farmers seeking to keep unripe Vidalia onions from reaching store shelves.
Well, won't they ripen on the way? Is it really that big of a deal? There's too many laws in this country, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why it's such a big deal, but, you know, he's defying it.
And so what happens now?
Well, the thing is, farmers who violate state laws and regulations governing how Vidalia onions are grown and marketed can be fined up to $5,000 per box or bag of onions.
Wow.
That's a heap of jack there, buddy.
A heap of jack. That's a heap of jack.
Wow. I mean, what? How many acres was it? 3,000
acres? 3,000
acres.
Like
this, you know,
how many?
5,000 bags of onions. Right. Man, I tell you what. It's worth the Vidalia onion crop is worth $150 million to Georgia farmers. And
a lot of money for onions.
And the state law limits the growth of Vidalias to a 20-county region.
I hate onions.
I love onions.
Ugh, they make me literally gag.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even, you don't like them cooked with anything?
If it's
or?
Cut so fine and cooked down to nothing, and I don't know it's there, but the crunch of an onion, I don't know what it is. I don't care for it. A lot of my food's bland because of that. I can't put onions in anything or on anything.
I love onions,
you know,
and garlic.
When I was a kid, I grew up on a farm. When I was a kid, when the farm was really humming, my grandpa had a guy working for him to help him out around the farm.
Pedro?
No, it wasn't Pedro. Yeah. I mean, probably a relation of Pedro. No, it wasn't. One of Pedro's kind. But can I say that? I think I can say
I
that.
I don't know.
I think I'm all right with that. And he used to go up in the garden and he'd pull the onions out and stand there and eat them like an apple, which was gross enough as it was to me. And then, unfortunately, he lost his arm in the corn picker, and he had one of them hooks, you know, like it would work. It'd come down, and there was like the other thing.
He just kind of stabbed the onion and just eat it right off
the
stick.
He'd get down there, and
then
he'd eat it off the hook, and that gave me the willies a little bit, so I didn't much care for that. So maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's all in my head. I don't eat a lot of vegetables. For a guy that grew up on a farm, the smell of broccoli actually makes me gag.
I love broccoli.
Basically, I only eat corn on the cob. I do like corn on the cob, but it might just be melted butter and salt that I like.
I love corn on the cob. You know, about the only thing I don't like rhubarb.
I'm not sure I've ever eaten a rhubarb. I've had a rhubarb pie.
Yeah, the stuff tastes like puke to
me. Looks like a strawberry pie. And
yeah, and
it's
it fools you.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't like liver.
I don't like deceptive foods.
I don't like liver.
Yeah, liver, if it's cooked right, looks like a decent slab of meat, and then it tastes like a foot, or how I assume a foot would taste.
It's... You know, that is, and that's a deceptive thing, because liver smells so good cooking. And I put a piece of that in my mouth. I'm like you with onions, literally gagging.
Yeah, that's no good.
But anyway.
You know, it's a felony to lick a police officer's eye. Man in Billings, Montana found
I think
that
it would
out.
Be awful unhealthy, too.
Yeah, you would think so, but he was struggling with officers as they attempted to get him in their car, and then things, he's accused of licking one of the cop's eyeballs in the fracas. So I wonder if that was intentional. Do you seek to lick somebody's eye?
I mean, for what purpose? If you're struggling with him, you'd think he might bite him, but I can't imagine licking him.
Man, maybe it was just an accident. Maybe this guy's getting a raw deal. So he went to the bar, he got a little hammered up, and here we are.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, the Penguins still leading 4-3. The first round of the playoffs start tonight. Well, actually, started
on Wednesday.
Not tonight. And Tampa Bay and Montreal still in overtime at 4-4. Dallas and Anaheim getting ready to start.
Wow, it's after 10 o'clock here on Friday.
It's Friday, yes.
It's now 8:30 on Friday. Never mind.
Yeah.
Hey, have you had a chance, Rick? This is a lot of fun to see this. And they have several years. Maybe we'll go through them. Bucky Brooks on NFL.com doing draft do-overs. If the draft would happen again and we knew what we knew now, what the NFL draft would look like. It's really interesting if you get a chance to check it out. This is 2010, the year the Rams took Sam Bradford first overall.
Right.
Well, if they had it to do again, Bucky says that they'd have taken Ndamukong Suh. That would be interesting to see him. But the one I like, number two, Detroit Lions, if they had it to do over again, of course, they took Suh. Suh would have been gone. The Rams would have taken him. Would have taken Jimmy Graham. Can you imagine Jimmy Graham running down the slot with Megatron running on the outside? That would be an impressive offense right there. For everything we like about what the Detroit offense is now, imagine Jimmy Graham in that offense.
And would he be playing the tight end position?
Would he? He's too big to be a wide receiver.
Well, I mean, you know, he's not. Look at the Brandon Pettigrew certainly isn't utilized. You know, he's not Jimmy Graham. I understand that, but for 2 or 3 years, he was up around the league leaders as far as tight end receptions.
True,
and he's basically not even used anymore.
You're right. Yeah, he did just disappear. There was that Euphoria guy who showed up and was stealing all the touchdowns.
But he's not doing anything spectacular.
No, he's just catching touchdowns. He's like Bubba Franks is what he's like. And how about how careers that would be different the other way? He says in this one, if it was to happen again, Dez Bryant would have gone to the Oakland Raiders. He'd be in prison right now if he went to the Oakland Raiders. Remember when Jerry Jones had that guy, that keeper, just following him around, making sure he behaved? That would never happen in Oakland. He'd have never had a quarterback. Tony Romo's a little different than the nine guys named Stan that they've had out there in Oakland. I don't think Dez Bryant would be the guy we thought he was today. Next pick, Demaryius Thomas to the Buffalo Bills. Same situation, I think. Or would Ryan Fitzpatrick's career have gone differently if Demaryius Thomas was there? That's kind of interesting. Rob Gronkowski to Jacksonville. You'd have never heard of Rob Gronkowski if he didn't play for the Patriots. You'd have never heard from him.
I agree.
You'd have never heard of him.
I agree.
This is really interesting. I'm going to keep sliding down through here. Keep it offensively. C.J. Spiller to the Giants. That could have been interesting. Why is that funny to you?
I don't know. I just think that's a interesting concept, quite frankly. I just... thinking of Demaryius Thomas in what was it, Buffalo, you said.
Right.
Oh, that's just horrifying to think about frankly.
You may never have heard of Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
How about Antonio Brown to the Cardinals on the other side of Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, but who was throwing then?
Well, who's throwing now?
What, now?
Let's assume they're still there. Carson Palmer,
he
Antonio
may not be
Brown.
Alive.
Well, that's true.
I mean, with the dreck that they had, John Skelton and so forth, you know, in Arizona throwing.
Ryan Matthews to the Lions? That'd be interesting.
Not really.
Really? Why do you hate Ryan Matthews?
I don't hate Ryan Matthews. I just think that he's been, you know, suffered through a lot of injuries. He was great last year. There's no question about that. But, hey, remember you said something on the last show about Bubba taking a shot at Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
You know, about his ranking in the world and so forth. Well, apparently there's a huge Twitter war going on between Lee Westwood and Ian Poulter.
Really?
Yeah, and they got on
after... It's going to be the nerdiest fight ever.
They got after each other on Twitter on Monday night for reasons unknown to the rest of us. It apparently started when Poulter posted a photo making fun of what Westwood wore at the Masters this year.
What are they, women?
Yeah. And he took a picture of, you know, Lee Westwood and posted it, and then it said, having a cuddle with Lee Westwood, ha-ha, you know. And then Then they started, here's a sampling of Westwood's response, you know, from Ian Poulter. He goes, last time I saw a shirt like that, I was watching ABC. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
And then more from Poulter. He sent a, oh my. He goes, now he has a picture of himself dancing. He goes, now Lee Westwood, what was going on here? Oh no, it was a picture of Lee Westwood dancing when he's a kid. What was going on here? Didn't know you was in dance club.
Yeah. Well, isn't the nerdiest fight ever? Golfers aren't good trash talkers. They needn't do it. Except that, what's his name, Patrick Reed, that big fat guy. I like him.
Well, yeah.
But he doesn't talk trash. He's just all loud. And he's like me. I see a lot of myself in him.
You seem to see yourself in everybody you think is actually has something going on.
He didn't have much going on. He won that one tournament, and then he sort of disappeared after that.
Yeah. But you know that...
Penguins win. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... There's all kinds of things going on. What was it?
Nothing good. They didn't find anybody dead anywhere, did they? After a long amount of time.
You know,
that's when we're at our
when
best.
Ben Crenshaw won the Masters 30 years ago in 1984, he was going through a divorce at the time. I just thought that was interesting. I mean, you know, you'd be a lot on your mind and then still go out and be able to win the Masters.
Yeah. It's probably better to be on a golf course than being home having your soon-to-be ex-wife chewing your ass all day, I suppose. You're probably just relieved to be out of the house. I know I am.
It says, he and his wife, Polly, who for nearly a decade made mighty contribution to the tour's sparkly life, had decided to divorce. She spent that week on a 67-foot Morgan in the Caribbean. I assume a Morgan is a yacht.
And probably with Pedro's dad.
Crenshaw opened with a 67. On Sunday, he shot 68 and won by two over Tom Watson. Tom and Linda, Ben and Polly, how many heavy fork dinners did that glamorous foursome log?
What?
That was a weird sentence.
Yeah, run that by me again.
When word of Ben's Augusta wind made it to Polly's floating party off the coast of St. Bart's, she refused to believe it.
Oh, she just denied it. No,
yeah.
He didn't.
The day she had hiked the Augusta National Hills in Ben's wake, the night she had listened to Ben prattle on about Bobby Jones and Alistair McKenzie, and they split up and he just goes out and wins the thing. How is that?
Maybe she was dragging him down. You finally get that albatross out from around your neck, and you can win a golf tournament.
There you go.
I think that's what it comes down to.
There you go.
You know what? I think my problem is my marriage is holding back our radio career. I have this albatross around my neck. And I think I need to do away with it.
See, you're real brave when you come to that because you know she would never listen to it.
I told you, I don't think she knows I do this. She doesn't know where I'm at, and frankly, I don't think she gives a damn. I really don't.
Well, yeah, I've seen you, and quite frankly, I don't either.
I'm a handsome man. I'm a catch, Rick. I really am.
Yeah, you're a catch.
Handsome.
So there's a catfish and a carp, but I mean...
I'm handsome. I'm well-spoken.
Yeah, well-spoken.
I am.
Yeah, I mean that is probably your greatest asset is you actually can enunciate.
I don't use it well. Yeah, I use it for evil instead of good. But
well,
that's about all I have going.
I don't
for
think
me.
That this show's evil by any stretch.
Well, it's not good. It's not doing anybody any good. Maybe it's not hurting anybody.
It's probably
necessarily,
a sedative,
except for the families of every. Every person who dies under a strange circumstance,
well,
they probably think this show is evil.
That's going to be our mission. We're going to root out, ignore dead people, and find...
Yes. Yeah, if you're aware, if this has happened in your family, please tweet us at AsylumFootball or email us at AsylumFootball@gmail.com. We will get your case. If you have a neighbor you haven't seen in a while, and not like a week, but like a year or two, go beat on their door.
Yeah.
And we will... It'll be like, remember...
No, call us first, because I want to film somebody beating on the door, actually being proactive.
That's what I'm saying. Remember when Geraldo opened up Jimmy Hoffa's tomb
yeah.
and it was a big bust? We're going to do that, Geraldo. Like, we'll be the ones to go to the house of the neighbor you haven't seen in 6 years, and we'll beat on the door, and we'll go in the house with a camera crew, and we'll be the first to break the story. That's going to be our niche in the fantasy market.
Do you remember when Geraldo got his eardrum popped by Dr. David Schultz, the wrestler?
No.
When he had him on his show.
What, he beat him up?
Well, yeah.
Geraldo was kind of a dick, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, and he was being very dicky. You know, we all know.
Very dicky.
Whatever, yeah. You know, we know that, wrestling's fake and blah, blah, on and on.
Was that back when they weren't discussing that yet?
Well,
that's pretty new where they'll admit that, isn't it?
But it wasn't so much that he said it once. It was just like he was basically taking him to task, saying he was not an athlete, he was not strong, he wasn't anything because wrestling's a fake. And the guy said, you think this is fake? And I mean, hauled off and knocked him out of that chair. And basically, Dr. David Schultz has never heard from him in wrestling again.
Wow. I mean, and he got blackballed for whooping the snot out of Geraldo.
Yeah, it was great.
Probably a price worth paying.
Yeah, probably.
If I had to guess. Good for him.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to see if Dr. David Schultz is even alive.
Well, I hope he's not. Ooh. Maybe.
It could be, yeah, maybe.
Maybe nobody knows.
Yeah, because he got blackballed out of wrestling.
We could be breaking news right here.
That's true. You just never know.
I think I'm going to get back into wrestling.
What do you mean, get back into it like you ever? Oh, there it is. Dr. David Schultz, professional wrestler.
Is he dead?
No.
Oh, well, that's good.
Also known for regional promotion, Stampede Wrestling, where he gained notoriety.
Not good radio when you just sit there and read.
Well, you're not doing anything
yourself.
Either. I'm, you know, you're supposed to be padding while I come up with, you know, some nice stats here, but you're just sitting here pecking at a button.
Well, I'm just watching the genius at work. You keep telling me how good you are, so.
Well, I was just trying to see if they said anything about him knocking snot out of Geraldo.
Yeah. I might have to go back and YouTube that. Can you YouTube that?
Yeah, there it is. Oh, and he also had a notorious encounter with John Stossel.
He smacked him around, too. He reminds me a lot of Geraldo. He's kind of dicky, too, to use your word.
Oh, this is, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was John Stossel and not Geraldo.
No, it wasn't Geraldo.
I guess not. I was wrong.
They look kind of the same.
I ruined the show.
When?
it was him. He slaughtered John Stossel.
He wasn't very good to begin with.
Geraldo got his nose broken
by
somebody.
I'm thinking somebody busted up Geraldo.
Yeah.
I can't remember who, though.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, he probably deserved it. All right, Rick, this is a thing I'm torn on. I keep seeing this story everywhere, so we're going to discuss it. We got about 15 minutes left. I got to get out of here. I am tired of looking at you tonight. I got a young daughter, so I have to take her to school every now and again. There's a school in Florida. Okay, and the school board is proposing a dress code for parents for coming to the school.
Oh, God.
Because they, like me, are tired of these big heifer house moms showing up in their PJ pants with rollers in their hair or yoga pants for young women who shouldn't be wearing yoga pants. And it just, you see some horrific things, because apparently dropping your kid off at school at 8:45 is way too early for these broads, and they haven't had time to put on a pair of jeans yet, and so they're showing up all slovenly in their sweatpants and stuff, and just ruining my morning completely. Well, one Florida school board is as sick of it as I am, and they are proposing entering a dress code for parents showing up on school property. Now, as a constitutional kind of guy, I guess I have a little issue with it, but for my own personal sanity and for my viewing pleasure, I stand in full support of this Florida school board.
Well, I'm glad that you do. You know, we just, you can support that school board all you want. I'm looking at Twitter right now as we speak, and it says, at Asylum Football, just finished the most recent show. Can't help picturing this while listening.
What is it? All those old guys from the Muppets.
The old Muppet guys up in the balcony.
Who sent that? Dave, right?
No, at Taylor Kennedy, the fourth.
I'm not familiar with Mr. Kennedy the fourth.
Well,
he must be,
we certainly are now.
He must be moneyed to be the fourth, right?
Ah, could be. Would to make friends with this little snipe here. Making, you know, that one kind of looks like you.
Which one?
In fact, they're both pretty similar.
Well, that one.
Me, you.
Yeah, actually, for as far as the hair goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, what were they called? Did they have names? I don't remember.
Yeah, they did, but I can't remember what they were.
They were funny, though.
But that was good. Yeah, we appreciate you listening to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Please keep doing that.
Okay, you're just going to sit there and just say nothing yet again? I mean, I just keep trying.
I'm sitting here thinking about...
You sit there and look at pictures.
I'm thinking about these heifers I see at the school when I go in the morning, and I'm thinking I'm ready to put my constitution aside and mandate that this woman at least put on a pair of jeans and a sweatshirt. Is that so much to ask, really?
Well, no.
Now, look, I realize I'm dressed to the nines every time I go out into public. You know what I mean? I never did know what that means. What does dressed to the nines mean?
I don't know, but
people say that.
If that means, like, really snappy and sharp, that ain't you, pal.
I think it is. I'm a fashionista, if you will.
You're an Easta, all right.
What the hell does that mean? I'm going to look up dressed
to the nines. Isn't East... Easta, isn't that designate female gender?
Well, I don't know. Does it? So did I just call myself a woman?
Probably.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. My computer's trying to restart on me right in the middle of a
show.
I hate this thing. I tried to do that before. All right, Rick, we almost went off the air as my computer was trying to shut down on me. So,
don't you just hate that?
I think
we're
twice tonight it is just brought up, and I'm going to restart your computer in 15 seconds. You better be staring at it.
I just think it's ridiculous that, you know, they can just actually shut you down, you know, update and shut down because they want their stuff on your computer.
Because Windows
it's
wants
my
it.
Computer, Apple, not yours.
Apple's worse. I was telling you before we started the show, bought an iPad yesterday, got it out of the box, turned it on, you have to put in language and all this stuff, just getting it set up with the Wi-Fi. Before I could download my first app, it brings up this thing. There's a software update that I need to do before I can use it. The thing just came out of the box. What's the deal? I don't understand it. What could be so different that they're doing this constantly?
Well, I guess since it was made, you know, and put in the box, it was probably updated, you know, current. But if it sat on the shelf for a few months, I'm sure that they put out... You know, the updates, and once you connected, all of a sudden, boom, well, we got to stick them on there.
If they saw the caveman I am, I don't need the latest update. You know, and that process...
Well, I know.
I'll never go through that again. I don't want to alienate any of our listeners, but I'm going to do it. If you're
one of... You do that by opening your trap.
That's a fair point. If you were one of those snarky, douchey Apple guys...
I like snarky.
You have
nice
to have
word.
The best. I told you I was well spoken. Who have to have the best. I went
you didn't
to,
invent it.
I went to buy this thing. I know I didn't invent it. I went to buy this thing, and they're making something now with a retina display. Do you hear these advertisements? Probably not, because you're watching
kinda
Jackie
like
Gleason on Netflix all day.
I love
and not
Jackie
watching
Gleason.
Anything
oh, man, Jackie,
modern.
The Honeymooners, awesome.
Well, that the Honeymooners was funny, I'll give you that. If it was in color. I have trouble getting through the whole thing in black and white. When they redid the movie with John Goodman, I kind of liked that. Does that offend you that I said that, or is that okay?
No, I like John Goodman, but he's not Jackie Gleason or Art Carney.
Well,
for
no,
sure.
Nobody is. But, so, you know, you got the fancy new one with retina display for about $7 million, and then you have just the bare bones dummy one for guys like me for $500 or $600.
Right.
I said I'll have that one. And he doesn't say, you know, well, have you considered the... Perhaps you're unaware, he says, that Apple now makes these iPads with retina display. Much better contrast, as I'm sure you know. And just gave me this big douchey speech and tried to guilt me into buying the $7 million iPad. And when I said, nah, you know, I don't need it for much. I'm pretty simple. I just give me this. He looked at me with this look of disgust, like I was the biggest hillbilly cretin that had ever... It was a freaking Staples, you know. I'm not in...
Yeah, you're selling
Nordstrom.
Computers, pal.
Yeah, you're making... That's what I should have said. Listen, dick, you're making $7.25 an hour. Sell me a freaking iPad and shut your mouth. I don't know what retina display means. I don't care. lay off, shut up, and sell it to me. Earn your $7 and then go out for your 15-minute lunch break. All right. These Apple people drive me insane.
I believe you were being very insensitive to the poor chap.
What, I'm insensitive? He makes $7 an hour, and he gets to try to make me feel bad?
I don't think...
Get a real job.
I don't think you know what he makes.
He ain't making much, I tell
you that.
You don't
know what he's making.
What, you think he's making 100 G's a year selling iPads at freaking Staples?
No doubt.
Basically slave labor at these retail establishments. And he's giving me attitude. I don't think I should have to put up with it.
I agree.
I think he owes me an apology. If anybody from Staples is listening, and I'm sure they am, asylumfootball@gmail.com, I demand an apology letter from this douche at the Butler, Pennsylvania Staples. If you could get that to me within the week, I'd greatly appreciate it. We'll read it on the air, which would be a huge advertisement for Staples. Because right now, I just think I tanked Staples sales for the next quarter at minimum. If you offend the Asylum listeners, you're done.
Oh, no doubt.
I might set up a boycott on Staples. You think we should do that?
No.
Why?
Because I don't care if he offended you.
But he was a jerk.
I really don't care.
Why
in fact, I applaud him, and
why?
I'll probably go to Staples tomorrow and buy something.
Yeah, and they'll give you a freaking attitude, and you'll end up throwing him over the counter.
I go to Staples all the time. Mr. Briggs, what can I do for you, sir?
Oh, bull crap, Mr. Briggs.
No,
I'm Staples.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's not the mom-and-pop stores in the 50s when you were a kid where they knew you by name.
You just have this thing
about...
You're
just another credit card to them.
You know, Mr. Hip and Cool and everything. And you know, this is your hip and cool world. You know what I mean? You send in stuff, whatever it is, resumes, whatever, online and everything. And what is the most typical response?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely
not
nothing.
Not even a thanks but no thanks.
Exactly.
Just nothing. Absolutely.
How many young and hip people that you know... They can't even look you in the eye and speak.
Oh,
they're always looking at their shoes or off somewhere.
What
and
I
this,
like,
that, and the other.
I get to see this.
So you can stay hip and cool, and I'm going to stay where I've been my whole life.
Yeah. I like to think I'm bridging.
Yeah, you'd like to think all kinds of that crap,
I am bridging,
which is so untrue.
I am bridging the gap from...
You're bridging nothing.
Listen, I am bridging the gap from... old curmudgeons like you to these new douchey hipsters, and I'm right in the middle, just money, right what you're supposed to be. That's where I am. I understand what's going on. I'm down. I get it. I know. But the stuff that's no good, I can stay away from. I can still hold a conversation. I'm a people person. I'm walking down the street double gun pointing, everybody's best friend, Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I am the perfect bridge from your horrific black and white generation to this generation of douche hipsters. I am right there where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. You have no personality. You hate everybody.
What do you mean I have no personality? I have nothing but personality.
Yeah, it's all bad. You hate everybody. You know, you talk like you're friendly on the show, only for the show's sake, thankfully. And, you know, you kick Pedro as soon as you walk in.
Pedro's an ass.
As soon as
if anybody could hear us recording that fantasy... Or that,
look, Pedro...
He's an ass. Admit it.
No. Pedro has been dedicated to this show since it started.
Dedicated to screwing it up.
Yeah. You know, that's just the kind of person that you are. Hip and cool. You know,
Where do you get this hip and cool, first of all?
That's what you always said you were. Listen to some of the archive shows. I'm hip. I'm with it. I'm, you know, this, that, and the other.
Well, I am. Yeah. I got my finger on the pulse of today's generation.
You got your finger on something.
What's that supposed to mean? Please elaborate.
Yeah, well, you're so damn hip and cool, you ought to know.
I don't know.
We're out of time.
Man, we got lots of time left.
Well, then say something. You're sitting there texting, for God's sake.
We've been on the air for 4 hours. I've got to keep up with my people. I got people.
You ain't got no people. Your
about.
Wife doesn't care where you're at, and I'm here. That's
got people.
The dog has food. She don't care where you're at.
Yeah, the dog doesn't pay much attention to me anymore. She doesn't even bark when I come over.
Uh-uh.
That's disappointing.
She actually stood and ate supper while you walked in and didn't even care.
Yeah, I just step over. Well, good. I hope she gets jury duty. You can sit down there all day.
She just might. You know, but anyway, we better see how The Penguins, they won
their
first round game.
4-3, very, very exciting news. Boy, there was just nothing in the news, Rick. This show's been a struggle.
Montreal took out Tampa in overtime, 5-4. Anaheim on top of Dallas, 1-0, 9:57 in the first.
A lot of scoring tonight. Usually in the playoffs, you see a lot of 1-0, 2-1 grind-em-out games in the first round.
Yeah, they'll get down to business here probably.
A lot of scoring. Maybe goaltending's dead. I don't know.
You're saying Zetterberg perhaps could show up for the Wings in the first round now.
Oh, that could be bad news for the Bruins.
Yeah, it
could. That's a tough matchup for them, for the Bruins.
It is.
You get the number one seed. Detroit had a stretch there, but they've been playing some good hockey lately. They've got some veteran players, playoff-tested players. That's going to be a heck of a series.
23 consecutive years in the playoffs, leading all teams for the most consecutive streak of in the playoffs. Yeah, I can see that being seven-game knockdown dragout.
Oh,
there.
I don't think there's much doubt about it. That's a playoff-tested team. They had a down year. They are not the Detroit Lions of 2007, 8, 9 in there.
No,
a lot of
Red
guys
Wings
are hanging around. What'd I say?
The Lions.
No, did I really say the Lions? Well, this has been a long night.
That's true.
Maybe we do just get out of here. I am exhausted. Hold on. I got to find a song to get us out of here on
the. Yeah, just the bad news. Darren Sharper's DNA is found on one of the accuser's clothing. Doesn't look good for Mr. Sharper.
Nah, that's a shame. That wasn't this show we discussed that on.
Oh, that one story that we've neglected to mention is the Raiders have basically come out and said they're hoping to trade Terrell Pryor by April 22nd.
Think there's any takers for Terrell Pryor?
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that really be jumping the gun to get him. I don't know. Somebody may need a backup. I don't know. Who's Kansas City's backup? I don't even know.
I don't know. One of those Hoyer guys. Are they still around? Who knows?
He's with Cleveland. But
that's right. I don't know. Who is
that's bad.
Well, Alex Smith doesn't get hurt. Good for him.
Good for him, that's for sure.
I think we're getting a little punchy here. It might be time to get out of here. Thank God. We are sorry. If you're still listening to this, God bless you. You are a real, real sick man.
Either that or you're sleeping.
Dave Cherney, the only one still listening to this, I guarantee it. So Dave,
he's snoring.
Thanks for hanging around with
Chase Daniel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's still around?
No, I'm lying. I just made it up so you'd be quiet. Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, well, that's good. I think I'd take Chase Daniel over Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
Make Terrell Pryor kick returner or something. Runs fast. He doesn't throw it so
certainly
good.
Fast.
Doesn't seem to get the offense. All right, let's get out of here. I'm freaking beat.
Right.
I don't know about this three shows in a night gimmick. We're going to have to come up with a new plan here.
I think maybe we'll just have to call this the bonus 15 minutes or something.
Ooh, we could do that. Just our best 15 minutes of wisecracking and hilarity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's one.
Oh.
A story we might have to cover here in future when 10 megastars who are secretly horrible people.
Are we on that list?
Well, we're not.
No, we're publicly horrible people.
We're not megastars either.
Well, let's not undersell it. In our nerdy community, we're pretty well up there, Rick. I introduce myself as internet celebrity Rick Flieger.
But I could that could be something that we might have to look at. One guy that they bring up, Jimmy Page. Huh.
Is he a megastar?
Well, yeah.
Now? Then he was. Is he now?
Well, sure.
Ask anybody under 30. They probably don't even know who he is.
He's still...
That is the Led Zeppelin guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure we were thinking the same
guy. I'm sure he's still one of the top three or four guitar players,
probably.
He hasn't forgotten how to play.
Probably, but I'm just saying nobody under 30 probably knows who he is. Well, some of them do.
No, you know what? That's not true. I mean, my daughter's, 22?
Well, but
there
she's
are
put
a
up
lot.
With you.
No. I'm trying to make a legitimate point. There actually are a lot more... groups and so forth coming back, playing music, writing their own stuff, and they got a much better ear than the Drek from the 90s and so forth that you grew up with.
I like the 90s.
I know, because you're an idiot.
I was cool in the 90s.
You were never cool.
I was. I was the man.
God almighty.
Ladies loved me back in the 90s.
God, yeah.
Sort of gotten out from underneath me recently. But
you dated one girl in your life, and she was dumb enough to marry you.
That's not true. I had a harem at one time, Rick.
Yeah.
I was like a plumber. I was laying pipe all over town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Picture that while you try to go to sleep tonight.
Dusty Road, the son of a plumber.
What was that? Where'd the lisp come from?
Dusty Road, the American Dream.
All right, we're getting out of here now. You've completely lost your mind.
Okay, you probably never heard of Dusty Rhodes. Yeah, you never heard of Rod Serling. You probably never heard of Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, he was a wrestler, wasn't he?
So why don't you know any of these
things? I
don't
remember the lisp, though. Let's get out of here.
Take care, bye.
I don't know why you're still listening, but if you are, thanks for listening. We'll be back Wednesday. Remember, Wednesday and Friday. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, AsylumFantasySports.com, at Asylum Football on Twitter. For God's sake, we'll see you. Remember Fallout Boy, Rick? See if you like this song better than the other one. Just listen to it. It's catchy. I think you'll like it. I hate when you do this. I think I'm a Fallout Boy show. Yeah, that was a terrible show. You don't have to mouth it. We can say it. They know. You know why this guy gets a British accent when he sings? That's kind of weird.